Hello, and welcome to another episode of the podcast, penn.org.com.edu.io, with your host, Wham Wartnell.
So, Sam Darnold?
Wham Wartnell, that's us it.
Yeah, okay, let's go with that. Okay.
Hello, folks. I've got another podcast episode for you today, coming live from you at penn.org.com.edu.io. This is going to be the first episode. I'm your host, Sam Darnold, and today, for our topic, we are going to be talking about some of the best pens that you can get on the market. It's going to be a top five countdown. We're going to be having a couple of exclusive interviews with pen professionals from around the world. It should be a lot of fun, so stay tuned. We're going to be starting the countdown.
Numero cinco!
Number five, we have Bic pens. Bic is a brand of pens. They make a lot. They're more on the cheaper end of the pen spectrum. They're more known for having cheap pens that come in large packs, made mostly of PET plastic. The two that I really like are this one, that doesn't have a name, and the Round Stick M. The Round Stick M is a blue pen. It does have a cap, and it is, as the name suggests, it is a round pen. It operates on a ballpoint system. It's very, very slender. Not as slender as this other pen. This is just a generic Bic pen. I think it might be their original. It has a black cap on the bottom, and I think it comes in cap and capless forms, but no clickers. I think this one is cheaper than the Round Stick M. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. And so, yeah, that's really the pros and cons of this pen. Pros are that they are very cheap, they work very well, but the cons are that they don't draw very well at all. Like I said, they both operate on rolling ball pens. So we have done some research on how these pens work, and we're ready to share their research with you right now.
Yay!
Alright, so I picked up a book on how these kind of pens work. It was very interesting. The whole book is called... Sorry, I have a cold. As I was saying, I picked up a book. The book is called Thing Explainer. It's a very good book. It is written by... Let's see. Random on Roll. That's the name of the dude. He also wrote another book called What If, and he's the creator of the webcomic XKCD. It's a really great book. You should read it. You should read all of his comics. He's super funny. And in this book, he explains how normal everyday things work, and he uses illustrations and simple words so that you can understand how these things work, and it's really awesome. And he has a page about writing sticks, specifically about pens. So, the way that most pens work is that they use a ball on the end that is soaked with ink, and then as you write with it, it applies that ink to your writing surface. So, it would have a stick of ink that is constantly dropping ink onto the backside of the ball, and as you move that ball around, the ball is turning over and is applying ink as you draw with it. These kind of pens can be applied to both clicking kind and with the normal stick kind that have the plastic hat-looking thing on the end. So that was really fascinating. I don't know if most people know really how pens work. Some more pen enthusiast people might. But yeah, that was really, really cool.
Numero cuatro!
Right, number four on our list, we have Sharpie pens. Sharpies in general are really great, especially when you're doing drawings like that. They're really good for just adding black space. But other than that, you don't really want to be using them for much unless you're going to use them for outlining some of your projects. And in those cases, they can be very good. But the next pen that we have is Sharpie pens. They're a line of pens that the Sharpie company has made. They are ultra sleek. They come in a ridiculous amount of colors. I was at the store the other day, and they just had a whole wall that was just filled with colors of Sharpie pens. It was amazing. It was a dream. It was a pen enthusiast dream come true. It was awesome. Sorry, I got excited there for a second. Okay. Anyways, as I was saying, They're super sleek. They come in a lot of colors. They're actually a felt tip pen. And if you're not familiar with those are pens that have a little piece of thin felt that is soaked through the stick of ink so that the ink will soak through the felt so that when it is applied to your media, your surface, the ink comes out of the felt. Kind of the way that an Expo marker would work, they're really similar. And overall, they're just super awesome pens. They're really great for drawing or for outlining or doodling. Or if you like to take notes by using different colors to do decorative designs across your notes, then that pen is really the pen for you. And to talk more about drawing with pens and the techniques that you'd want to use for that, well, not so much necessarily the techniques, but just about drawing with pens in general, we have brought in a special guest, so I'm going to let Bill introduce him for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for none other than Theodore Pythagorean.
Sir, it's actually Theodore Pythagorean.
Theodore Pythagorean, just as I'm saying. I kind of feel like you're trying to take control of my life here.
Sir,
don't you do it?
Sir,
is that what you're doing?
Not at all.
Come
not
on.
At all. No, no, please. Sir, security? Security. Sir, please put down the chair. No, no, Bill, no, we talked about this. No!
This is just for the audience and all of the staff members here. Bill has an apology he'd like to say for his temper tantrum that he threw in the recording room. Don't you, Bill? Here you go.
Yes, I am very sorry about my outburst.
Bill, have you developed a lisp? I didn't know you had a lisp.
The lisp is genetic.
Okay, then. Hello, Mr. Theodore Pythagorean. Before we start our interview around the topic of drawing with pens, might I ask about your interesting last name? It's very fascinating indeed.
See, me mama and papa were both math professors, and so the name came from there. And please do not ask what my middle name is.
What's your middle name?
Pi.
Pi? Like numerical number pi.
P-I. No, P-I.
Pi?
Uno P, uno I.
So your full name is Theodore Pi Pythagorean.
You're very observant little chap.
So it is? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get on to the interview then. So, Dr. Pythagorean, first question. So you've had quite a bit of experience while drawing with pens, is that correct?
No.
You're a world-renowned artist, remember? That's the Alzheimer's getting in the way, but you have a lot of experience with pens, just say that.
Yes, I have quite a bit of experience.
Yes, you're very world-renowned. So we just like to ask you a couple of questions for your preferences of what you prefer to use when you are creating your awe-inspiring art. First question, do you prefer to use a thick or a thin pen?
Well, sometimes the thick pens are very good at getting in those dark colors in the night times. And when the sun goes down, you get a very good hue. But lately, I've not been able to do those fascinating sunset paintings because of the clouds and all the raining and the snow. And recently, it snowed so much that the schools were closed and I couldn't even get out my door. And then the buses went all poo.
Can we focus? Can we focus?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next question. Do you prefer to draw in black and white or using colored pens?
Black and white.
Oh, really?
Yes, but the colors are good, too.
Yes.
Don't forget the colors.
Yeah.
The colors make up everything in the world.
Yes, my personal preference is to use the colors. I really like how they are able to bring out the different colors found in nature.
Oh, yes, yes, like the school bus.
Yeah. Sir, do you need your medications? You good?
I don't know. I think I'll be okay. Thank you, though.
Okay. Last question. What is the number one tip that you could give to an aspiring pen artist so that they can do their very best work? Are you okay? Okay. This is a very emotional time. Yes, I understand. Get it all out. I understand. It's okay. Here. You can just take a second here. Okay. All right, we're going to take a small break, and we'll finish the interview in just a sec. But for now, we have a very interesting announcement to make.
Pen World is back! the 2018 Pen World will be held in Chisago.
It's Chicago.
Chicago. They will be showcasing the brand new, never seen before, X-Roll 35. Comes in many multiple colors to suit your preferences. You can get your tickets at your local Walmart for 15% off using promo code CHISAGO. So hope to see you there.
Right, I hope to see you all there at Penn World 2018 in Chicago. I will be running the penn.org.com.edu.io stand. We'll be selling all of our pens for 50% off. Make sure you get your tickets now. It should be a crowded one. We are now going to be finishing our interview that we had to cut short due to a very emotional comment that Dr. Pythagorean wanted to make. And we conclude that interview now. Dr. Pythagorean, what comment were you going to make that made you so emotional?
Make sure that you always use the right side of the pen.
Outstanding and profound advice. Thank you. We understand your hardships. This concludes our interview with Dr. Pythagorean.
Numero tres!
Alright, coming in at number 3 is the Uniball Vision Elite. I actually own this pen. I have 2. I first got it in a art class. It worked really good. I used it for you doing still life ink drawings. And I've got to say, it was spectacular. It did not bleed when I accidentally rubbed a hand on it. It did not smear at all. It was super awesome. And my picture turned out great because of the great quality of the pen. Overall, I think it's just a really good option if you want to do something artistic. But it really wouldn't hurt to use it for more of a writing purpose either. It has a very comfortable grip. It's super duper awesome. And really, you should buy it. And we will now have another interview with Dr. Pythagorean discussing the topic of whether you should use a pen or a pencil and which one is best. Okay, we have some unfortunate news. Dr. Pythagorean, within the past 5 minutes that we've been talking about something else, managed to get his face stuck in the garbage disposal in the coffee room, and we still haven't been able to turn that off. And he had to have his face reconstructed by a doctor, and he now has a different voice. Do not be alarmed when he sounds really weird. Okay, that's just a fair warning. He sounds really creepy. His face is even worse to look at. Anyways, okay, let's get to it. Hello, Mr. Pythagorean. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Other than getting my face rearranged, I'm doing just fine.
All right. We won't really have you introduce yourself. The listeners will know who you were because they would have been listening to your other interview.
Yes, of course. That makes sense.
All right. Yeah. So we're just going to jump right into it. What do you think are the highlighting qualities of pens?
Well, there are multiple qualities of pens that make them far better than any other writing utensil. Number one, they usually have a better, softer grip, which allows you to spin those long, long, long moments with writing or drawing, and you will never get any finger cramps. In case that is a problem that you unfortunately have happened to you at some times, they are also able to come in better colors, allowing you to be able to make wonderful masterpieces without having to buy expensive colored pencils that destroy the environment.
Yes, that's very insightful. Yeah, of course.
Also, they tend to look a lot better because they don't have that ugly yellow paint. I hate it so bad.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty awful, too. I can really see how you like pens.
Pens are awesome. You should all get them.
Okay, let's calm down.
Right, okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about the cons now. What do you think the cons are?
There are no cons!
Well, there has to be some cons, because everything has cons. They have to have cons.
Okay, fine. The only con is that once you write with it, it's impossible to unwrite with it. You have to get to write with it. It's ink. It doesn't come off unless you get those special kind that are really cool. They have an eraser on the bottom that allow you to erase the ink. But even though those only, they just smudge the ink. They don't even work. They're not even good.
Yeah, I happen. I actually have one of those, and it works. It works pretty okay. It's okay, but yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
There are zero cons on pens.
Okay, let's talk about pencils now. What if any do you think are pros of the pencil?
The pencil allows you to erase your work, and it also allows you to get better shading when you're doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we're actually going to have, for all you listeners out there, we're actually going to have another segment later on about how to shade with pens and also with pencils, so stay tuned for that.
And also, they can be sharpened, and they allow more actual writing utensil, because there is more graphite in a pencil than there is ink in a pen.
That also makes sense. Alright, so what do you think the cons are for them?
The cons are that they're not as good as pens, and that they only come in one color.
Oh, what color is that?
Gray! They only come in gray!
Right, I knew that. I knew that. Overall, what would you say is the best? If I had to choose to do a pen or a pencil for a certain project, which one would you recommend first?
I think it depends on what you're doing. If you are thinking that you're going to have mistakes, you can always go over it in pencil first, and then you can go over it in ink later.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before. That really works well with Sharpie pens and just actually Sharpies in general for everything.
Yes, yes. But in writing things like a resume, like I'm writing a resume right now so I can work at Subway. I mean, anyway, when you're writing a resume, you want to do it in pen so it looks really professional. And because that's the only way you're going to get hired in life.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay. Overall, I think that it just depends on which one would fit for the certain job.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Then, what are your thoughts on fountain pens? Can you just briefly run us through how they work?
Fountain pens differ from rolling ball pens in the fact that they guide ink down the whole piece of metal until it gets to the end, where it has a specialized curve so that ink will only come out at drops at a time, therefore allowing it to be applied onto the surface of writing required. But they are specialized in a way that as long as the user is using them correctly, ink will never fall out in the wrong place.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that, so that's really cool. Anyways, this concludes our interview with Dr. Pythagorean.
Like me on Instagram!
Yeah, you can do that too. Can you guys get rid of him? Thanks.
Like me! Like me! Like me!
Alright. Anyways, let's go back. You know, we're going into number two. Alright, so coming in at number two, we have the Pilot G2. I actually owned a set of like 32, I think. I got a set of 32 of these, and they were super awesome. They were like my prime set for 2 years, and I got them at Costco for like $15. They were awesome. You should get them. They're super good. They feature a super thin point, and in my opinion, I think they have fantastic rolling abilities. They are super, they're just super smooth when you're writing. They have really good colors. They also have metallic colors in the set that I got, and I've seen some other ones, but really, they have a million colors. It's actually pretty crazy how many different colors they have, and the metallic ones are super cool. If you see the ones that have the clear body instead of the Dark Body, then that one's really good. Sorry. Flat him. Also, don't tell my friends this, but I like to annoy them by clicking the clicker on purpose. Just absentmindedly just clicking the clicker over and over and over again. And it makes a really satisfying sound. And here, I really like it. Here, can we get a click on that? Yeah, that's good. That's it. Oh, man, that gave me chills. That was awesome. All right, now into our next segment. All right, so we're a little short on time, but I'm just going to quickly run through how you can shade using a pen. You can look this up online. There's a bunch of great YouTube videos that you can find that can help you out. But all of them mostly come down to the same thing of using smaller, almost hashtag-like shapes in different levels of density to create your different shades. And these can be smaller hashtags. Some of them are just crosses. And then some of them can be, like, enormous plaid-shaped lines. Those look really cool. Another thing you can do is vary the thickness of how thick your pen is, or how thick or dark you're pushing onto the paper, which obviously would help you. That's a really great thing to do. And also, if you have different colors of pens, I don't think there's gray ink per se, but if you have different darker colors of the same color, then that can help you get to the same sort of darkness that would be achieved by a pencil. And then, secondly, with a pencil, it's really straightforward. It's just shading. If you don't know how to do that, it's a little bit specialized, but you can look online to find a YouTube video that can help you with that. Another tool that's really great for shading is called a blend stick. Those are super good. They're just sticks of rolled paper that you rub onto them, and they blend the colors together. Or you can also use erasers, specifically gum erasers, to lightly pick up pencil in areas that you want to make lighter, which can help you achieve the same sort of darkness. And yeah, that's just quickly how you would do those shadings with pens and pencils. All right, in number one, we've got the Paper Mate Gel 2. This pen is by far my best, most favoritest pen on the planet. It's so great. It's super fast drying. It has a bit of a thicker point, which I personally really enjoy. There's a lot of thin pens out there these days, and it's actually really refreshing to find a really well designed thicker pen. Along that point, it's also a gel pen, which is super awesome. If for those of you that don't know what gel pens are, they're pens that have just thicker ink instead of really runny ink that's more like water. The ink has a more of a consistency of like gel, like aloe vera almost, but not that thick. That's really thick, but it's just a thicker ink. It has super awesome colors. I have a set of 14. No, I think it's like 20, and it has like 14 different colors, and then a couple of repeats, and all of the colors are just super vibrant, they're super bright, they're super awesome, they're just super duper, they're awesome. I'm not a lefty myself, but my mom is, and they're really great for lefties. As I was shopping for them, I found out that because they're such fast drying pens, that when lefties are writing, they often have problems with them smudging the pen ink as they write, since their pen would be on the left-hand side, their hand would be on the left-hand side of the pen, which would mean that they'd be going over freshly inked ink that they just put in down, which can be a problem for smudging. But since these pens dry so fast, that's never a concern at all. So if you're a left-handed person and you are frustrated with smudging pens, then the Paper Mate Gel 2 will not let you down. It's a super, super duper great pen. And now we've got our... Who turned off the lights? What the heck? Jonathan? Jonathan? What the heck? I'm gonna go find out what happened. So I found out what it was. It was actually just Jonathan, one of our tech guys, playing with his... What did I say about playing with your stupid Morse code machine?
It's not to.
Exactly! Stop it! You're interrupting the podcast!
Sorry, boss.
Anyways, it was just Jonathan playing with his stupid little Morse code machine, and he accidentally blew a fuse and all the lights turned off. Anyways, we can get back to the rest of the podcast. Alright, finally, we have the EpiPen. This is our honorable mention. It is a legendary pen. There have been rumors about it being able to write with the thicknesses of 100 pens. Its price, equally legendary. Unfortunately, it's huge. Its uses are just everything. If we had 20 EpiPens, we could cover the entire world with ink. The entire world with ink. That's a lot of ink. Its specs are supposed to be enormous. Except for it's supposed to be super comfortable and uber portable, which is odd considering it's supposed to be huge. It's also got many other uses. Apparently, it can cure cancer. And will eventually eradicate the world of all other diseases, such as type 4 diabetes, Zika virus, Ebola, and AIDS. So, that's spectacular for one pen to be able to do all that. Actually not. I just looked it up, and it's actually a device to inject antidote into people who are having an allergic reaction, usually by putting that antidote into the thigh by having the person stab the needle part of the pen into their thigh so that they can get the medicine that they need to counteract the allergic reaction. So, well, poop, I did not get that right at all. All right, folks, that is all. I hope you guys had a great time with this episode 1. I had a great time. Remember to swing on over to pen.org.com.edu.io to pick up all your free stuff. You can look at the shop there. All of the pens I've mentioned can be found there. Please leave a like below, subscribe, follow me on Instagram. I hope you guys all have a great day, and I'll catch you next time on episode 2. When were pens really invented? Should be an interesting topic. I hope I see you there. Thanks for listening, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.